Hi, this is Keith, and you're listening to the Retro Radio Podcast. I usually do a longer introduction, but today's show is a very long one, so let's get started. If you like this kind of a show and would like to listen to more, you can find The Baseball Historian at the Radio Memories Network. Google it.
Look for The Baseball Historian on the Radio Memories Network.
Now, it's time to crank your radio dial way back.
Hop in the retro time machine and set the dials for 1936.
The Yankees play the Giants.
Time machine ready. Initiating time sequence. Setting the dials.
The World Series is on the air. This is Ty Tyson broadcasting the play-by-play description of the third game of the 1936 World Series from the Yankee Stadium, New York, through the networks of the National Broadcasting Company. The first three innings play-by-play will be described by Tom Manning of WTAM. The second three innings by Red Barber of WLW. And the last three by myself. But before the game starts, we wish to introduce to you at this time Warren Brown, sports expert of the Chicago Herald Examiner. Warren Brown, thanks.
Thank you, Ty. The World Series this afternoon comes to the Yankee Stadium, the home of the American League champions. The first appearance of the players here in this 1936 World Series, which is now deadlocked at one game each for Yankees and Giants. I'm going to turn this over now to Tom Manning, who will give you the lineup and get us going for this third game of the 1936 World Series.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This afternoon, of course, as Warren Brown told you, we're over at Yankee Stadium, an enormous structure. I'm going to give you just a bit of a picture of the field. Directly down the right field foul line, there is a little fence down there approximately 4 feet high. It is 296 feet to the corner. Then, of course, the ball slants off over in the direct right field. It is 367 feet. In right center, about 407 feet, the wall is about 20 feet high. Directly from home plate to the pitcher's box out over second, direct center field, in other words, is 461 feet. In direct left field, it is 415 feet, with a barrier out there about 4 feet high. At the same dimension as in right field, about 295 feet to the direct left field corner. Now here we have the lineup of the afternoon. Warming up down in front of it for the American League New York Yankees is Irving Pump Hadley. Heavy set boy, he's a right-hander. On the other side of home plate, that's Freddie Fitzsimmons, also a right-hander. That's what it looks like at the moment. Hadley for the Yankees and Fitzsimmons for the Giants. The lineup for the Giants, Moore, left field, M-O-O-R-E. Bartell, short, B-A-R-T-E-L-L. Terry, first, T-E-R-R-Y. Right field, O-T-T. In center field, Ripple, R-I-P-P-L-E. Behind the bat, Mancuso, M-A-N-C-U-S-O. At second base, Whitehead, W-H-I-T-E-H-E-A-D. At third base will be Captain Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-M. And the pitcher, Fitzsimmons, F-I-T-Z-S-I-M-M-O-N-S. Now the Yankee lineup. Looking down on the field at the moment, the umpires are standing in front of the Yankee dugout, which is along third base. They have not come up to the plate yet, but they will in a moment. The lineup will be given the umpires by Lou Gehrig, the captain of the Yankees, and Travis Jackson, the captain of the Giants. Gehrig and Jackson are down there in the conference with the umpires, so I'll give you the Yankee lineup. It's Rossetti, short, C-R-O-S-E-T-T-I. Wolf, third base, R-O-L-F-E. In center field, DiMaggio, D-I-M-A-G-G-I-O. At first base, Gehrig. Behind the bat, Sickie. In right field will be George Selkirk, S-E-L-K-I-R-K. In left field, Jakey Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L. At second base, Lazzelli, L-A-Z-Z-E-R-I. And the starting Yankee pitcher will be Hadley, H-A-D-L-E-Y. All right, here's a picture that we have. A capacity house here in Yankee Stadium. Yankee Stadium over in the Bronx is much larger than the Polo Ground. Yes, it's plenty larger. I believe that upwards of 65,000. We'll give you the exact figures a little later on in the afternoon. Looking down at the field now, the four umpires, Major Kurt and Furman of the National League, Geisel and Summers of the American League, are having a little conference about 20 feet on the third base side of home plate with Gehrig and Jackson. The photographers are leaving the field, most of the New York Yankees, who are the home club today. They'll be wearing their white uniforms. Their uniform is striped in black. They have black caps on, black numerals, black stockings, and black caps. Today, the Giants, they have been wearing the white and blue uniforms during the first two games. They will occupy the first base dugout. They'll have their gray road uniform trimmed in very bright blue. The conference is still going on as we gaze about the Yankee Stadium here. It's a three-decker, you know. They have the main floor, the mezzanine, and then the upper balcony. The open bleachers out there that seat upwards of around 15, 18,000 people. Every inch of that space has been jammed. It has been utterly impossible to procure a ticket here in New York for this particular game. Since day before yesterday, it's a complete sellout. As we gaze here from our lofty perch in the press box, you know, thousands of people are going to be able to see this ball game this afternoon free of charge. All the tenement houses are all the way from right field out through center and over in left. And thousands of those people are going to be standing in those windows, up on the roof, on the fire escapes and so forth. They tell me that some of the occupants of those tenement houses are charging as high as a dollar for that lofty perch. It's removed, of course. It's probably 800 feet away from home plate. But they don't care. They couldn't get in the park. And they're mighty happy that they're getting a glimpse of Yankee Stadium. There's a signal. Listen to the applause. The Yankees take the field. Swinging strike, the windup. There's a drive that follows. Terrific drive down left field, it turns into the open boxes, and there's a scramble on for that old ball. Pushing each other around. A little bit cooler out here today, in spite of the fact that it's a very bright, ideal baseball day. It is just a little bit cooler than the day we had over at the Polo Ground yesterday. It's ball one and strike one, and here's the pitch. It's ball two. Two on the count, Joe Moore. Left fielder, the Giants is first up. Strike two and ball one. Two and one. It's a base hit. It's a base hit. Moore is rounding first. Roth retrieves the ball, returns it to Lazzari at second. Joe Moore is safe at first and the first hit of the afternoon. Boy, you can tell from the applause that went up then that there are plenty of Giants fans here in the Yankee Stadium this afternoon. It was a hard hit ball. The third baseman, Redrop, dove for. He got his gloved hand on it, slowed it up a little bit. And the ball was retrieved by left fielder Powell. That's his first hit of the series. The first hit for Joe Moore. Barcella's up. He lays down a bunt. Heavy comes up with the ball. The play is at first. He is out. Nick Barcell lays the first ball down. A nice bunt. To the first base side of the pitcher. Buck Hadley went over, picked it up with his gloved hand, juggled it a moment, then calls to Gary. Bill Terry gets this round of applause. The manager of the Giants, Bill Terry. Boy, what enthusiasm we're having here. Fans are really all hopped up now with this World Series of 1936 at one game for the Giants and one for the Yanks. First inning, one man off. We have Moore on second and Bill Terry at bat. There's comes a stretch. Here it is. It's a strike. A beautiful curve ball tossed in there by Happy. And Bill Terry kept his bat on his shoulder. Terry has had 4 base hits out of 9 trips to the plate in the series so far. Strike 1 on Bill Terry, a left-hand batter. Moore is on second, 1 out the 5th. Strike 2. He swings. Bill Dickey drops the ball. It rolled about 2 or 3 feet away. But Moore made no attempt to advance. Bill Terry is up, and Melvin Ott, a great favorite here in New York, just hanging around. Hadley, you know, is a right-hand pitcher. The stretch. It's strike 2 on Terry. There's a smash in the center field. DiMaggio coming after base hit. He has it. Here's the throw. Moore holds up at third base. That throw was cut off in the pitcher's box by Cosetti. That was a swooping line drive that went into medium center field. Joe DiMaggio came in fast, picked it up on the first hop. And now we have Moore on third base. Bill Terry on first. His fifth hit of the series. Melvin Ott coming up. Lou Gehrig has walked over to the pitcher's box and is uttering words of encouragement, I'm sure, to the Yankee pitcher, Bump Hadley. Bump goes back to the box, picks up the rosin bag, has his glove off. He's tossing the ball from one hand to another at the moment. Bill Dickey walks out in front of the plate. Melvin Ott steps into the batter's box, taps the hickory on the plate. Now he's pumping that old bat up and down, facing Hadley. There's the stretch. Terry on first, Moore on third, the pitch. It's outside. All one. Fans are still expectancy for the moment now with runners on first and third. It's the first inning of this third ball game of the World Series. There's the stretch. Here it is. It's a bounding ball down short. Cosetti has it. Steps on second, throws to first. A double play. There you have it. Hats waving out there in the open bleachers. Fans here all giving the boys a big hand. That picture, you know, with Terry on first and Moore on third. Melvin Ott drove a bounding ball fairly fast down toward second base. Frank Cosetti, the Yankee shortstop, picked it up, ran over, tagged second base, put the ball over to Jerry, and it was a double play executed like lightning. Yes, sir, that didn't take very long to get the Giants out of the way. After they had men on first and third, that double play was disastrous and very well executed by Cosetti. Moore first set got off with a face mark. Bartell then laid down a sacrifice and was out having to carry. Bill Terry cracked that single in the center field, putting Moore on third. And then Melvin Ott came up and hit into that double play. No runs and 2 hits for the Giants in the first inning. That's Buddy Fitzsimmons, right-hander. Jockey Bill Foy is in the box for the Giants, and Gus Mancuso will do the catching behind the bat. Frank Rossetti, right-hand batter, Yankee shortstop, will be first up. The umpire, of course, will allow the pitcher several extra warm-up tosses in the first inning, as they usually do. Mancuso hooks that ball down to second, where it is taken by Whitehead to Bartell, to Jackson, and back to Buddy Fitzsimmons. Rossetti leaning on his bat now and picking the Meyer off his plate with his hand. Now he's in the box, taps the bat on the plate. Fitzsimmons gets his signal. Now he's on the rubber, and here's the windup. It's Frank Rossetti, the pitch. Strike! Strike 1. Rossetti turned all the way around on his right toe and hitting that ball with a terrific cut at the first ball pick. Again, we have Fletcher coaching at third, Earl Combs at first. Here's the pitch. Ball one. A curve ball that broke outside. And the count. Ball one and strike one. Frank Rossetti, leadoff man for the New York Yankees in the last half of the first inning. No score as yet. Ball one and strike one. Third baseman, Red Rolfe. Next. It's a strike. Ball. Strike two and ball one. Buddy Fitzsimmons puts it. Shot breaking curve ball that was felt high over the inside corner. It is now strike two and ball one. Fitzsimmons winds up. It's a high fly ball in the right field. Ott is standing on the cinder track. Under it, he has it. One gone. Frank Cosetti leading off. Slide to Mellott in right field.
Giants has played a bit of tougher as that ball was returned to the infield to Terry, and they scatter the bounds. Infield with the vicinity of Lightning. One gone, nobody on. Red Rolfe. Yankee third baseman, left hand batter. In the batter's box with one out and nobody on. Here's the pitch. It's a ball. That was a third ball. It looked just a little bit outside. That Mancuso caught the ball with his glove hand on it. There's the stretch in the windup. Ball two. That was a fast ball that missed the outside corner of the plate. And the count on Red Ball. Ball two. Last half of the first inning. One gone. Nobody on. Coming. Ball three. That was too low. Over the plate, too low. And Roth with a count 2-0. Second bat out as if to lay down a bunt, throwing Jackson in, but he pulled the bat away, and the count is 3-0. Dick Simmons now is tossing that ball into his glove hand. Now the windup. It's a strike. Old automatic strike. That ball right down the alley, fell high, and with a count 3-0, Ross took it, and now it is 3-1. It is. He hooks on that one, just a fast one, right down the center. The count is 3-2. The count fell out of swing, pretty deep for Rolfe. Hanging almost out to the wall, about 20 feet in front of the wall out there. Pretty close to the line at the point. 3-2, here it is. The bounding ball down first. Terry takes it. Terry runs to the bag, steps on it to put out unassisted. Two men out, nobody on. Here comes Joe DiMaggio to bat. Joe's a right-hand batter. The outfielder's moving back a little bit for Joe. What a brilliant catch that was to end that ball game yesterday. That ball that was hit there by Lever yesterday was easily 450 or 60 feet from home plate. 483 feet out to the center field barrier. He wasn't very far from there. Most familiar with the polo grounds, it was right at the edge of the steps leading up to the dressing room. Ready to pitch now, with two outs, last half of the first, nobody on, no score. The windup, DiMaggio. It's a strike. Nice curve ball is both over the outside corner for a called strike. There's the signal, the windup, DiMaggio back. It's a strike. DiMaggio was waiting for a fast ball inside that time. At least he looked like he was a little bit further removed from the plate, but he got a hook, and the call is strike two. Here it is. Ball one. DiMaggio took almost a half swing at that one, changed his mind as the ball broke outside, and the count is strike two and ball one. It's Simmons on the rubber and the windup. It's a fly ball in back of second base. Whitehead backing up under it. Whitehead has it. That's all for the Yankees in the first inning. No runs, no hits, and no outs. Cosetti first up, wide to Mella. Walsh is out. Terry unassisted. And DiMaggio plays a pop fly in back of second base. It was taken by Whitehead. No runs, no hits, and no errors. At the end of the first inning, Giants have two hits. Of course, the Yankees have none. In the first half of the second, and Ripple, who has replaced Lieber out in center field against the right-hand pitching of Hadley, will lead off. Jim Ripple. Boy, Lieber hit several balls pretty hard yesterday. Jimmy Ripple with big number 23 on his back. Umpire Major Chris Rouse walking out there has asked for the ball for a moment. Wants to give that ball an inspection. And Bob Hadley crosses it in there to Dickie. Dickie crosses it. Major Kirk takes a look at it. It's okay. Crosses it back to Dickie, who in turn shoots it out to Hadley. Ripple. Jimmy Ripple, a left-hand batter, steps into the batter's box. Dickie's blocked down. Umpire takes his position behind the catcher. Wind up, and we're off. Ball one. A curve ball that was inside. Jimmy Ripple stepping away from the plate and taking it. First half of the second inning. No score as yet. Giants batting and Ripple is up. There's
the long drive, high and far into right center field with Selkirk and DiMaggio going over. Selkirk has it. Ripple. Fly it high to George Selkirk in right center field. Gus Mancuso coming up. Gus has a lot of friends here in New York. And the gentlemen are giving him a little hand clapping as he steps to the plate, hollering, come on, Gus. First half of the second inning, one out and nobody on. Hadley pitching for the Yanks and Dickey catching. The windup. The foul over in back of first base. Strike one. Quite a scramble on for that ball. Umpire has crossed out a new ball. Hadley has it now, rubbing it up a little bit. Gus Mancuso at bat. The count, strike one. Here it is. Strike two. That's put the swing of that one and missed, and the count is 2-0. Hadley, a right-hander. Starts his windup, and here it is. Outside. Ball one. And the count on Mancuso. Strike two and ball one. And Yankee infielders Gehrig, Lazzari, Cosetti, and Walk. One man out, first half of the second inning, nobody on, Mancuso is up, strike two, ball one. As a drive out to DiMaggio in center, he's coming in, under it, DiMaggio takes it. Mancuso lined out to DiMaggio in short, left center field. Two outs, nobody on. Burgess Whitehead, giant second baseman coming up. Standing there now with the bat knocking the third off his shoes. Now into the batter's box. First half of the second inning, no score as yet, two out, and nobody on. Hadley winding up. It's a foul strike. Whitehead attempted to get out of the way of that pitch. It's coming right at his head. As he ducked away, it accidentally hit his bat, rolled over toward the time dugout, and it's a foul strike one. Ball has failed to catch the inside corner, and the count is ball one and strike one. Ball one, strike one. As it drives to right field, it's curving foul. It is foul. Foul by about 10 yards down the right field corner. And the count is strike two and ball one. First half of the second inning, two men out. Major Sturt. Major's getting a new supply of baseballs. Mascot goes up and assists him, and now ready to go again. First half of the second, two out, nobody on. Here we are. Another foul. That one is upstairs into the laps of the spectators. Strike two and ball one. Addy looking out towards center field at the moment. Now back on the rubber. Strike two and ball one, the windup. There's a bounding ball down to Lazzari. Lazzari has it. The toss. He's out. Burgess Whitehead making the third out of the inning. A ground ball that was taken by Lazzari to Gehrig. No runs, no hits, and no errors. Ripple first up. Flies to right. Mancuso flies to center. And Whitehead out second to first. There's not an available inch of space here at Yankee Stadium this afternoon. Those who missed our opening description have been trying to get tickets, I believe, for several days here for the opening game in Yankee Stadium. Thousands and thousands of folks from nearby cities in New York could not get in on account of their work during the first two games have all flooded into New York City, and they're trying frantically to get tickets for today and tomorrow's game. The next three games will be played here at Yankee Stadium, and then, of course, the teams will move back to the Polo Ground. Lou Gehrig, mighty Lou Gehrig, a great favorite here in New York, will lead off for the Yankees in the last half of a second. Lenny Fitzsimmons, right-hander, winds up on the pitch. Strike call. That was a slow, fading curve ball and broke on the inside corner. Gehrig stepping away and taking it. They've been feeding Gehrig slow, sweeping serves all through the series. Here it is. It's a strike. It's a strike call. Apparently, Gehrig was waiting for another slow curve ball, but Fitz tossed him up, and he burnt one right through the center. Seemed to have Gehrig upset off balance. The count is 2-0. The windup and the pitch.
It's a foul back. Count remains strike two. Yankee catcher Bill Dickey. In the batter's, extra batter's box there, waiting to come up next. This is Ryan Gary Cuddy with a count strike two. He leads off, you know. Here's the pitch. It's strike two. Ball one. Almost over the catcher's head. And the count on Gary gets strike two and ball one. Just imagine, if you will, the hearts of these New Yorkers here in this World Series, having to take their choice between Gehrig and the Giants. The pitch, hit the ball. Strike two and ball two. Two and two. Not uncommon for them. They're unable to make up their minds to take a choice of their favorite in this series. Both teams from New York. Strike two and ball two. This is getting his signal. Starts his windup. Two and two. Coming. There's a long drive, it's foul. Roar from the crowd. Gary got a hold of that one and drove it high up in the upper stand. Out there in foul territory in right field. And the count is strike two, ball two. Gary leading off, first man up in the last half of the second inning. Nobody has scored as yet. Here's the windup, two and two.
The pitch. It's a bounding ball down second by Bell. Crosses to Whitehead. Whitehead carries.
20-foot-high barrier. Dickie walked. Selkirk followed out to the catcher, and Powell hit into a double play. Bartell to Whitehead to Terry. One run, one hit, and no errors. The battery for this afternoon, for those who just tuned in, the starting battery for the Giants with Fitzsimmons and Mancuso, and for the Yanks is Hadley and Dickey. Don't be delayed for just a moment. You know Dickey was on base, so it's taken a few moments to get his catching paraphernalia adjusted. Now he has it, and in just a few moments we'll be starting the first half of the third inning, and third baseman Travis Jackson, who is the captain of the Giants, will be first up. There's the toss down to second, but it was high over Lazzari's head, out in the center field, and the ball has to be retrieved out there by Joe DiMaggio. Half of the crowd here at Yankee Stadium for this third game of the 1936 Blue Ribbon Classic. The score at the end of two innings, the Yanks won, the Giants nothing, the result of Gary Coleman. First half of the third, and Travis Jackson, a right-hand batter, will lead off. Hadley starts to wind up, and here we go. A ball. Ball missed the outside corner of the plate, and the count on Jackson is one and nothing. Pitcher Fitzsimmons will be next. There's a bounding ball down there, the top ball. Rolf has it, the throw. He's out. Jackson swung hard, topped that ball, rolled lazily down toward third base. The Rolf was in fast, picked it up, and shot it like a bullet over to Lou Carey, and the Giants have one out. This round of applause is for Freddie Fitzsimmons. Freddie has had a grand season with the Giants. Steps into the batter's box. He's a right-hand hitter, also a right-hand pitcher. Hadley starts the wind-up on the first pitch to Buddy. It's a strike call. Nice sharp breaking curve ball that caught the outside corner of the plate. Guy a half of the third, one out, nobody on. Strike two. Fitzsimmons attempted to cross Rolf up by dumping a bunt down third. Stuck his bat out. Rolf came carrying in. The fifth miss, and it's strike two. Getting the signal. Now the windup. Strike three. He swings and misses. Bill Dickey whips the ball down to Rolf. It's Rossetti to Lazzari to Gary, and then into the pitcher's box. Once more, we find the top of the Giant batting order coming up. That's Joe Moore, the left fielder. First time up, Joe banged a single. Left hand hitter, and he steps into the batter's box. First half of the third inning, two out. Hadley winds up. All one. Very fast, sharp breaking curveball is over the inside. Moore stepping away, and the count is one and nothing. The foul in the boxes in back of home plate. Ball one and strike one. Umpire tossed out a new ball. One that he tossed out, something was wrong with it, so he gets another one. Moore steps in the batter's box. Hadley has his signal. Ball one, strike one. There's a long drive. Deep in the right field, Selkirk backing up. It's not in. Selkirk is under it. He takes it. And it's out there near the barrier. 344 feet from home plate. Just in front of that, about 5 or 6 feet from going over the barrier where it was taken by Selkirk. In the Giant half of the third, no runs, no hits, and no errors. Tony Lazzari getting a nice round of applause. All giving me a big round of applause. You know, with Tony who hit that home run with the bag loaded. First time that a home run has been driven out with the bag loaded since the series of 1920 in the Cleveland-Brooklyn series with Elmer Smith banged that homer with three on. That was a famous game, incidentally, in which Bill Wambe turned in the unassisted triple play. That must be a thrill. Must be, it is. 1-0 in favor of the Yanks. Last half of the third. First pitch is a strike. Tony Lazzari has one hit out of 7 pitches to the plate of the series, but what a hit it was. Strike one. Strike two, call. Pretty curve ball coming at Lazzari, then breaking over the inside corner, and the count is 2-0. Bob Hadley will be the next hitter.
Here it is. Outside. Third ball misses the outside corner. In the count on Lazaria, strike two and ball one. He leads off in the last half of the third inning. Here it is.
Ball two.
A fastball was high inside. Count on Tony Lazaria, strike two and ball two. First man up in the last half of the third inning. There's the windup again. Two and two.
Strike three. Lazeri swinging for distance, swung hard, and missed the curve ball. It was low outside for a strikeout. One out, nobody on. Hadley coming in.
Hadley gets a nice round of applause from the fans. Hadley's a right-hand batter. Last half of the third inning, one out, nobody on. Fitzsimmons first pitch to him. He hits it. It's a fly ball going towards right field. Ott back on the track. Under it, Ott takes it. Two out. Nobody on. What a day for baseball. Again, the top of the Yankee batting order coming up. Frank Bozzetti, the shortstop, leadoff man. Comes up in the third inning. Last time up, Bozzetti fly to Lalak. Two out, nobody on. Last half of the third, Fitzsimmons pitch. It's a slight call. The shot taking third ball over the outside corner of the plate to a right-hand batter, and it was called. Walt coming up next. There's to be another hitter. Here it is. All one. A fastball is inside. Bozzetti was all set to take a slow hold on that one, but it was high inside, and the count is ball one and strike one. The game is moving along fairly fast this afternoon. Last half of third, two up. One and one the count. Strike two. Rossetti swings from way back. Misses. And the count is strike two and ball one. Strike two and ball one. Last half of third, two up. Nobody on. And the score, the Yanks one. Giants nothing. Fitzsimmons winds up. Strike two, ball one.
Strike three, ball. That ball for the Yankees in the third inning. No runs, no hits, and no errors. Two strikeouts that inning for the Freddie Fitzsimmons.
This game is all coming to you from the Yankee Stadium in New York. The third game of the 1936 Blue Ribbon Classic between the Giants and the Yanks. The first two games at the Polo Grounds. The next three will be played here at Yankee Stadium. Each of the clubs have won one game. The Yanks are out in front of the time with a score of 1-0. The result of that mighty home run by Lou Gehrig to sail 400 feet from home plate and over 20 feet barrier. This is Tom Manning speaking. I've had the pleasure of broadcasting the play-by-play description of the first three innings. Now you're going to hear the voice of Red Barber of WLW Cincinnati. Red Barber. Thanks, Radio Tom. Bum Hadley has returned the last seven of the Giants that he's faced. Bum got off to a little bit of a kicky start in the top half of the first inning, but was saved by a very fast double play to set 8-2 Gehrig. And since then, he's been absolutely invincible, retiring the Giants in order in the second and third round, and striking out Fitzsimmons in the third. Said he's no slouch up there with the willow. So for New York, coming into the beginning of the fourth, it'll be Dick Bartel, who has three hits already in the World Series, be followed by manager Bill Terry, who has five hits. And Bill, so far, has gotten a single each of the three series games on his initial appearance at the plate. And then will come Mel Vanat, who got two hits in the first game and has been stopped since. But Mel, the Louisiana Lariter, the boy wonder who broke in with the Giants under McGraw at the tender age of 17, is now a veteran and past the 10-year status, is always dangerous. Dick Bartel up. And this is a tight ball game and certainly a splendid exhibition of what a World Series game could be. Hadley winds up the liberty once, twice, delivered. Bartel kicked inside on the letter for ball one. The first pitch of the fourth inning. Bartel stands there with his forward left foot right up against the plate. His right foot passed underneath him. The pitch, Dick swings in it. It's a high foul behind third. Ross is underneath it. In coach is Ross waiting and squeezes it for the off. And Ross, after he caught that foul behind third base, shook his head very wildly as though to wring tears out of his eyes. This guy overhead is a very beautiful robin's egg blue with, as the boys say, very few angels in the form of clouds in it. It's a very tough sky for the players to look into. And left field at Yankee Stadium is the Sun Garden. Now Bill Terry's up, one out, nobody on. Hadley pitches, Terry left-hand hitter takes it under the chin for ball one. One away, base is empty. The Yankees ahead, 1-0. Hadley winds up
Kept it loose. Larry Quinton fouls it straight back onto the netting behind home. Now one apiece. Bill Terry. Very grim visage. Stan Van Al. Square off from the plate. Midway in battle box. Choking his bat just about an inch. It's a dirty brown looking stick. Though it's well seasoned and thin through the walls. And the pitches. Terry swinging. Put the roller down to deep shortstop. Cassetti up with it. A nice drop. The long throw is in by a step. And Terry is out. Cassetti through Gary. Terry, who doesn't throw very often, and hit a lot to left in left center field, hit a laser right across the top of the grass, almost between the hole between Ross and Cassetti. Cassetti fading quickly over to his right, went back into deep shortstop position, made a nice stop, and a very hurried long throw to Garrick, which was in there by a step. And now it's two away. And the batter is Mellott, hitting left-handed. Up steps into the pit, but takes it, and it's called strike one. Major says, bears vehemently, dragging that right hand of his skyward. When Mage calls a strike, everybody in the stadium sees it. Hadley winds up, comes down with it. I take that side, and it's one and one. One ball, one strike. Hadley has now retired the entire Giants batting order, without an exception. Terry was the last man to get on against him. He's retired the last nine. The pitch to Ott is swung on. It's a high foul up behind third. Ross is under it, shading his eyes, waiting, waiting, and makes the catch. And he almost misjudged the step. But he faded over that last split second, that nth degree of what time was left to him, and brought it in. And for the third straight inning, Mutt Hadley has retired the Giants in order. Now the ball was hit out of the infield here in the top of the fourth. That is great pitching by Bob Hadley. He's making that one-run lead, supplied by one swing by Lou Gehrig, stand up so far as though it were as big as a mountain. And now Freddie Fitzsimmons, game to the core, 34 years old, a veteran, very cool, and who has that knuckleball doing tricks today. He's in fine form with the exception of that one ball that he drew for Gehrig. He's limbering up with his battery mate, Swarthy, Blocky, Gus Mancuso. Pitch is going down. He's been spinning like a dervish out there on that mound. If you've seen Fitzsimmons pitch, you know what we are speaking of. He takes the ball from pitcher position, that is, has the ball in his glove at his waist, and then he spins on his right leg, twists on it until he is looking back over second into center field. And then spinning quickly back to the plate, and in the same motion, he cuts that ball loose. The secret of it is that Fitz gets his eye glued on his target before he ever takes it off. So when he turns back around, he's ready. He says he finds no trouble in the handling control. The first batter up and the last before the Dreadroff, left-hand hitter. Swing. It's a bouncer, right at Whitehead, a hot one. Burgess has lots of time for the throw to Terry, and Ross is out, getting the first ball six blast before. That one went down to second base. Not a bit faster than the elevated, whistling behind right and right center field this afternoon. The matter is Joe DiMaggio. One away for the Yankees, last to the fourth. The Yankees ahead, pass to Gary Comer. Back in the second, one to nothing. DiMaggio, right-hand hitter, step, takes inside, ball one. DiMaggio waits until that ball is right up on top of him before he swings. He gets a lot of wrist motion in his work up there at the plate. The great young rookie waits, swings, fires it right back off Mancuso's neck. It bounds down onto the dirt, rolls toward third. Ball taken out of play and a new one put in. One and one to go. Simmons takes the ball from Mancuso, rubs it a bit, just a little bit. There's a little landscaping out there on the mound. The outfield, throw the little toward left, about 2 steps on DiMaggio. Simmons then pitches a change of pace low outside. And it's ball two, strike one. The Simmons change of pace is especially effective, just coming out of the face of that spin that he uses. But he never spins when he has men on. Pitch takes off Mancuso. Takes the second signal. Now he delivers. DiMaggio takes a low curve just above the knees, and it is called strike two. Two and two. And Joe, a little bit fooled on that one, walks out of batter's box. Joe's a dirt picker upper. Gets a handful. Throws it away. Now walking up to the plate. Sort of relaxes, leans over, touches the heavy end down from the platter. Straightens up, cocks that bat. High into the air, ready. Up behind his right ear. Simmons spins, pitches. DiMaggio fades back on it at the shoulders inside. It's three and two. Three balls, two strikes. The control of the two pitches today has been very good. Thrown it in one base on ball. That was given by Fitzsimmons right after Gary hit that homer. The 3-2 pitch is swung on. It's low foul behind first base. That was an inside pitch which DiMaggio fell back from and tried to hit the right field. Slashed it foul behind first. Terry receives it. gets it roughly between the palms of his hand. Now returns it, throws it back to fielding fork. There's a big hole between Terry and Whitehead. Terry's playing his usual fielding position behind first, and Whitehead is almost behind second. Simmons works. DiMaggio swing. It's a whistling line drive to left center field. It's a base hit. It's taken on the second hop. While Ripple, the throw is coming in the second. DiMaggio is racing for it. DiMaggio makes it with a slide and is safe for a double. Gilman calling the play at second base. Now has a little bit of an argument on his hand. Bartell took the throw in. The pick walks away. DiMaggio slid safely in for a double to left center field. That is just the second hit off to Gilman. Ready, you have only one hit before that double by DiMaggio, which was Gehrig Homer. And speaking of Gehrig, here he is at the plate. Now it's one away. The Yankees lead 1-0 here in the last of the fourth inning. Gehrig is up for his second try at 1-1. And DiMaggio leads down off second base with a double. Fitzsimmons pitches. Gehrig takes a curve just above the knees for call strike one. The outfield is deep on Gehrig and pulled around toward right. The infield is straight away, and the right side of it is a step deeper. DiMaggio walks down on second. He has about a 4.5 step lead. Fitzsimmons watches him, comes down to pitching position. Steady isn't spinning. The pitch is outside, and it's 1-1. One ball and one strike. Lou Gehrig steps. Fitzsimmons up over his head, working, and it's called strike two. Gehrig had a notion to go for it, then changed his mind. He who hesitates is lost, and Major Chase waved that right hand. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. One out. Gehrig, after being out of the box, steps back in. Steps. What a powerful-looking figure he is. The Fitzsimmons delivers. It's a change of pace, swung on, and fouled into the upper tier of the stands behind home. Just to get a look at Gehrig as he stands there at the plate, and you can easily understand why he's hung up that endurance racket. He looks every inch and every iota the Iron Man. Lou digs in, counts 1-2. Fitzsimmons delivers, and Gehrig swinging fouls this one back into the stands behind home. Still 1-2. Lou takes off his cap, mops his brow. The whole right side of the infield is in shade. Means the pitch is the batter, and not the stern any longer. The pitch, Gary Swing, it's a roller, foul behind first base. That caused umpire Summers to do a little rope skipping down there. It was hit right at his feet, and he had to pick him up and lay him down. Norman Gary fouled one after hitting it on the nose. You don't aim to leave your pet corns out there to be stepped on. Still 1-2. Turned a little bit toward right field. Simmons looks back at DiMaggio at second. Dolly draws. Long way. Freddie makes a pretense to throw him back to second, but there's nobody there, and Freddie holds it. Delivery. The game to face with Gehrig reaches out four fouls high up and back toward the Yankee dugout and into the first row of spectators. And Fuso came tearing back. But he could not quite get it. Still 1-2. Simmons standing behind the mound. Major Chase puts a new ball in play by way of managing first base from Bill Perry. Out in left field, Joe Moore, who shifted over toward left center, sort of looks up at the sun, puts the sunglasses, looks through them. Ripple, out in center, busily running his bare hand around the palm of his glove. Now not backed up, just about as deep as he can in right. The Simmons now throws back to second base to Bartell, not quite in time. DiMaggio slid in under Bartell. The Simmons can stand either way. He could in that time. It's a 1-0 ball game in favor of the Yankees. It's the last half of the fourth inning. Here, the third game of the World Series and the first in Yankee Stadium. One man out, DiMaggio second. The pitch to Gehrig is a fly ball out into right. Mellott is tying for it in right center on the center track. Makes the catch, and DiMaggio halfway to third comes tearing back to second. And it's two gone. And of course, the crowd roared the moment that fly was peeled off of Gehrig's bat. They had seen him hit one into the spectators out in the sun sector in right center field. And so when that one started high, why, up went the crowd. But up went Mellott's right arm. a sure sign that it isn't going back into the sand. Absolutely. Fangio still holding at second base. He doubled into left center field with one out here in the last four. He's the possessor of the second hit off the center. Both of these pitches are really bearing down. The batter now is Bill Dickey, who was walked in the second inning. So far, the only free transportation off the game. On either side. Fangio walks down off third. The pitch to Dickey, left-hand hitter, is right through there. Fitzsimmons came down with his fastball. Ball strike one. Dickey checks. Standing a little bit close to the plate and right off on it. Didn't tilt that back. Simmons looks back for a second. Blows out his lip for a moment. I'll take the deep breath. Comes to the pitching position. Delivers to the plate. Dickey swinging at the roller right through Burgess' right head, who has his finger. The throw to Terry is in lots of time, and Dickey is off. And so ends the threat in the last half of the fourth inning. Quick of occasion by DiMaggio, doubling a line drive hit into left center field with one out. But Gehrig threw out to Mallott, and Dickey just was thrown out right here to Terry. That is the first Yankee threat in the ballgame. In the second inning, there's no threat at all. Gehrig simply homered. And at the end of four innings, it is one run, two hits, and no errors from the Yankees. No runs, two hits, and no errors for the Giants. Bump Hadley, 185-pound, 32-year-old, 5'11", veteran right-hander, who won 14 ball games and lost four for the New York Yankees during this Senate race, which carried them right into this present World Series, is pitching right now a remarkable performance. He has retired the last 10 Giants in order, and there's been absolutely nothing spooky about it. He's had a lot of stuff. He's had great control. He has walked nobody. Now, as we open the beginning of the fifth, with the Yankees ahead 1-0, Hadley steps on the mound, sets the pitch to Ripple, then Mancuso and Whitehead. Ripple, left hand hitter, is up. Now in the silence, it settles. Hadley prepares the pitch. You hear Frizzetti talking about the short. Pitch is swung on. It's a drive deep out into right field. Shelter goes back. He can't get it. It's in among the spectators for a home run by Ripple, and the ball game's tied up. Man in all this great city of New York at the moment has completed his jogging jaunt around those bases, a line drive home run into the front seat in dead away right field over the 344-foot mark. And Selkirk almost climbed in amongst the spectators, so eager was he to try and flag it. And now the game is 1-1. The batter up is Gus Mancuso, hitting right handed. The series honors are tied up at one game for each club, and the score here in the top of the fifth is now tied up at 1-1. Had it delivered. Mancuso swinging. Hits one. Back over shortstop into left field. It's a single. It's in there. Frizzetti went back desperately, but he could not get it. It was a humpback line drive into left center field. Frizzetti could not go back and get it. And Powell had no chance to come in for it. And Hadley, after allowing two singles and being saved by a double play in the first inning, then retires 10 Giants in order. But is beaten by the first batter up in the fifth, Ripple, for a home run, and then Mancuso follows with a single. That projects his third hit in the series. Now the batter is Whitehead, getting right-handed. Mancuso way off first. Whitehead fouls it behind first base on the ground for strike one. Watch his first, delivers. Gets the roller hit down to it first. Gehrig picks it up, throws down to second base. It's a force of Mancuso, but there's no return to first. There was not time. Mancuso is forced at second base. Lou Gehrig to shortstop Frizzetti, who covered. Mancuso was swinging out. Forced out at second. First to short. And Whitehead is on first base by the field of choice. The game tied 1-1. Travis Jackson, the Giants captain and third baseman, steps up to the plate, a right-hand hitter. Hadley steps. He's a big fellow. Jackson waits in a crouch. Right-hand hitter at the plate. And the pitch is inside. There goes Whitehead to second base. And he is out attempting to steal. Thrown out. Dickey to shortstop Frizzetti. Whitehead was sent down to steal. And he was cut down. Bill Dickey threw a strike to the inside corner of second base. And Frizzetti put that ball right in on Whitehead.
Whitehead attempting to steal is cut down. Now it's two away for the Giants. The batter is Jackson. The count is one ball, no strike. Top of the fifth inning, and the ball game is locked up 1-1. Hadley pitches. Strike one, ball. It's above the knees, curve and bit at the outside corner. Hadley composed himself. It's a deep breath on the mound. Right field steps this one left on Jackson. The pitch. Call strike two. Jackson taking. One ball, two strikes. 1-2, one ball, two strikes to Jackson. Two out, nobody on. Try to take outside, a fast one. 2-2. Take it down in his cross. Straightens up. Major Fett leans over to catch the shoulders, looking for the pitch. Jackson takes a low curve outside, and it's 3-2. Three balls and two strikes. Hadley hasn't passed the battle this afternoon. Now he can't afford to waste another one. Hadley pitches outside for ball four, and Jackson walks to first base with two men out and nobody on in the top of the fifth inning with a game tied at 1-1. And this brings up Fitzsimmons, the pitcher. There's a pause for Freddie. Freddie walks solidly up to the plate. He walks a little bit pigeon-toed, but he can still cover ground. He's a big fellow. 190 pounds, right-hand batter. Hadley pitches and Fitzsimmons swings and misses. He took a cut. Strike one. Last field on Fitzsimmons. For all intents and purposes, straight away. For Saturday. That's pretty good batter for a pitcher. Gehrig holds the inside corner on Jackson. Harris leads off two steps, two and a half. Hadley pitches to the plate. Came on and missed the change of pace curve inside on the fingers. Strike two. Nothing in two. And Fitzsimmons stands there looking at Hadley as if to say, what had you seen me at last? Fitzsimmons is struck out in the third inning. Run the other time up. The pitch. It's a roller to third base. It bounds up over Ralph's head out in the left field. Jackson's around second, coming to third. Fitzsimmons holds it first. Jackson slides into third base. And of course, it's a pebble hit for Fitzsimmons. And now with the game tied at 1-1. With the game tied at 1-1, Jackson is at third base. Fitzsimmons is the first. Drumore is at the plate, a left hand batter. That was a hard ground ball hit. To third baseman Ralph of the Yankees. And just as it was in front of Ralph as he was set for the ball to come up on the bounce, it bounded, but bounded about 2 feet over his head. And so quickly that Red was handcuffed. He had no chance to lift his glove and try for it. The ball went out into left field for a single, advancing Jackson to third and putting Fitzsimmons on first. And the batter is left-hand hitter Joe Moore. He singled past third in the first inning for his only hit in the series. Had the pitches, Moore fires it back onto the ground into the Giants dugout. That Hadley has so far today given up, come back home to Sagan and Costin here in the top of the fifth. It's a 1-1 tie, and the way these pitches are going, most any break, almost any inning, may be the decider of this third game of the series. Moore waits, Hadley delivers, and goes swinging, hits the roller back to the box. Hadley has it, throws over to first, and Moore is out. And so ends the threat. The game remains tied at 1-1. And that was a hectic inning, to put it mildly, the top of the fifth. Two men were out. A walk to Jackson. A pebble single by Fitzsimmons that bounded over third baseman Ralph's head in the left field, sending Jackson around to third, putting Fitz on first, and then Moore bounding rather gently back to the box. And Hadley accepted that one as manna from heaven. They throw to first base. Was thrown with much coolness. Wasn't rattled in the slightest. And with unerring accuracy. And a piece of Gary Schmidt. And so ends the top of the fifth. Coming into the last of the fifth. The Yankees, just a moment ago, so proudly led 1-0, are now starting from scratch all over again. The battle of homers so far, and the battle of two great right-handed veteran pitchers, Hadley 32, Fitzsimmons 34. Both been through the wars, and have got a little battle on their hands this afternoon. Now the last of the fifth, it's Selkirk, leading off to be followed by Powell, then Lazare. Fitzsimmons, who's back in the ballgame now, on an even status, takes the sign from Mancuso. Selkirk, the left-hand hitter,
stands up there. The pitch swung on, fouled, onto the ground behind third base. Back one. Some spectator leaned over and took that one right out from under Earl Combs, the Yankee coach behind first. Fletcher coaching behind third. McCrimmon asked for the sign again from Mancuso. Death face down this cross. The pitch. It's low. One and one. One ball, one strike. Into the last to fifth. One and one with the first batter up. The ball game is one and one. The series honors are one and one. The Simmons delivers. Selkirk takes it. Paul Frank, two. The Simmons scored that fast one right under the waist. Selkirk brings his uniform for a second. He's pumping that bat around almost in the manner of a golfer taking out a divot. The Simmons delivers. Selkirk fouls it down onto the ground by home plate. Still one and two. One ball, two strikes. Simmons in four innings. Allowed two hits. Ready comes down with it. Just as they blow inside, almost across the two tops. Two and two. Takes a long look. Cusack hangs out the sign, then straightens up, gets admitted to target. Simmons throwing. Pass the pitch, fouled into the upper deck of the stand behind third base. The clamor that you hear is the natural laughter with yours from the spectators at seeing other fans going after a foul ball back into the stand. Outfield is quarter out a little bit sharper on Selkirk. That's got to be. The Simmons delivers a 2-2 pitch. It swung on and missed for strike three. And Selkirk cranked out on a change of pace curve after Simmons pulled the string a little bit inside. And Selkirk, first up in the last of the fifth, is struck out. That's the third strikeout by Simmons. Jake Powell. And at once hit into a double play. Nice and fast. With right handed. Takes strike one, just above the knee of the first one. And Hugo liked that pitch, so he couldn't return that ball hard back to Fitzsimmons. Sometimes I wonder how a pitcher knows how Chester feels about it. He delivers a very good one and gets it slammed back, and he delivers a ball and he slams it back. The pitch now is all strike two. That one's on the inside corner. I think Jeff sort of liked that one too. That's no ball, two strikes. Right-hand hitter Jake Powell. He has five hits in the series. But he's empty handed so far today. That's his second try. He comes ahead and comes down with it. It's low outside. Powell leaned over and almost went for it. But nice to check his swing in time. Ball one. Strike two. One out for the Yankees. Last of the fifth. Base is clean. Infield straight away. Outfield put a little bit toward left. Simmons comes down with it, and Powell swinging, hits a high foul into the upper deck of the stand behind first. Well, some gentleman certainly earned a nice felt hat on that one. He didn't trust his hands to catch that foul, so he took his hat off and tried to catch the foul in the hat. The ball went right through it. I can imagine he might care. Still one and two. The Simmons delivers. It's called strike three. A knuckler that hit the inside corner, waist high. And Powell stands there at the plate, blowing off a little steam, made the good walk away from him. And now Lazzari steps into batter's box. That was called strike three on Jake Powell. And the two Yankees up in the last for this have had to take that third strike. Lazzari takes that side low, ball one. Simmons wasn't a little bit easy out there on the mound. He seems to be more relaxed. He's grinning now. Something he wasn't doing the first four innings. Tim delivers. It's hung on. It's a high hop one deep out in the left. Gilmore is back, almost against the stand waiting. And he catches it with his shoulder blade up against the railing out in deep left field. What a drive that one was. Almost 400 feet. And Gilmore went right back, looked into the sun, into this rather tough, clear sky, and made the catch.
Lazari has certainly hit three balls in the last 2 days that should have been something more than just catches by outfielders. Now let's get along and jump on the top of the sixth inning. This ball game, which is really a struggle, just as indicative as the score indicates. 1-1. Everything is tied up. There have been two games in the series played. The Giants won the first, the Yankees, that one yesterday. And how? And today, as we are going into the sixth inning, it is a 1-1 tie. Thanks to a second inning homer by Lou Gehrig for the Yankees and a fifth inning home run by Jimmy Riffle of the Giants. And now first up to New York against Hadley. Here in the beginning of the sixth is Big Bartell, to be followed by Terry and then by Art. Bartell, a right-hand hitter. Step. Hadley pours it in and big swings. It's a high foul behind third. Ross is under it, still looking into the sky. Under it, and makes the catch. Just about two steps wide of the stand. One up and one away. Wolfen the sixth. Now the batter is Bill Terry, who has won for two this afternoon, has five hits in the series, and has safely connected for a single his first trip up to the plate in each of the three games. They like Bill here in New York. The applause for him rippling all over Yankee Stadium. He stands there now. Hadley, big sturdy right-hander on the mound, delivers, and Terry takes low, ball one. The outfield is from 1 to 2 steps toward left on Terry, despite his being a left-hand hitter. It doesn't pull a great deal. Other pitches, Terry takes, it's inside for ball two. 2-0. And he has just missed these last two pitches, a very close margin. He delivers, Terry takes it, and the top one is registered as strike one. Two balls, one strike. Dancing around down the short is certainly talking it up. He's a last bet infield. The pitch, Terry swinging. It's a drive off toward left center field. DiMaggio is going. Powell is going. DiMaggio makes the catch in deep left center field after a tremendous run. This young DiMaggio is certainly playing baseball. The World Series to him is just another ball game. He's just taking everything in stride. And he's making these hard catches after long runs look very easy, which they tell me is the acid test of a major leaguer. Now two away for the draft, the top of the sixth, and the hitter is now on. It's no time, he picks up that forward foot, but he takes inside the ball one. That forward foot is his right. And he looks it almost as high as an Adagio dancer when he's really taking a swing. Hits it right back across the middle. It's over second base out in the center field. A single for Ott. His first hit this afternoon. And his third hit in the series. With two men out, the ball game tied 1-1 here in the top of the sixth. Ott singles right back through the middle. And the applause is for Ripple. Hadley, hitting his present nemesis. Jimmy Riffle, who started that home run back in the fifth. A left-hand hitter. Hot leads off first to pitch. Riffle takes low inside for ball one. Low curve. Down low inside and off. Two out. Now ready to go on anything. He's down off first. Gehrig Jimmy holds the inside corner. Hadley in pitching position. Watching the runner. Delivers now. Riffle takes low outside for ball two. 2-0. The right-hand pitcher and the first one of Hadley and the left-hand hitter in Jimmy Riffle. So far, the Giants' number one offensive hero. Ball game tied. Tied as pitch. 1-1. And the pitcher, Ripple takes it. The call strike just above the knee. Don't have little choice but to come in with that one. And he did beautifully well, just above the knee. Up here straight away. Through the infield. And they're watching first. Throws back over there, but not in time. Up, skip nimbly on. Jumping that stick back and forth and short, menacing off. Public pitches. High outside for ball three. 3-1. As he walked a couple of steps down in front of the plate before returning that pitch to bump. Holler something. Hadley right in the show of emotion, takes the time. 3-1 pitch. They swung on, fouled back, high, just above our heads, about a foot. If we happen to stay away from the microphone, it was because of the old saying, self-preservation. As you know, that's the closest we've been to a baseball in this series. You'd be surprised.
to know how big it looks coming right back up at you. Now let's get back into the game. 3-2. Ripple. Out leading off first, ready to go on the pitch. Ripple takes it. Call strike three. Ripple threw his bat away and started turning down toward first prison. That would be ball four. With Major Craig's right hand went dramatically skyward. And it is called strike three, and so ends the top of the sixth. Ripple takes him to third strike. And so for the Giants in the top of the sixth inning, no run, one hit, one left on, and a strikeout for Hadley. The Yankees, in the last of the sixth, will have Hadley, the pitcher, leading off, then Crosetti and Ralph, the top of the order. The applause now is for Hadley as he comes walking to the plate. He is pitching a grand performance. Hadley's up there. Now up goes down in the right field, kicking a little bit, out there on the center back. And Tiso back behind the plate, into his south. And finally, Major Kirk pulls his mask down over his brow. Fitzsimmons juggles the ball around his glove for a second, takes the sign. Hadley, a right-hand hitter. Up for a second try. Six. Low outside, the ball one. Hadley's first time up, back in the third. Two out, the right fielder. Infield straight away, goes the outfield. Six takes off Mancuso, takes the time for the next. Then, it's occurred just above the knees, down in there for call strike one. Hadley still looking. One and one. The pitchers face each other. The Simmons on the slab. Hadley up there at the dish. Just the middle. It's called strike two. That was a stop one on the outside corner, just above the knees. But he looks the ball as though he was counting the stitches, rolling it around. Pocket of his glove. I take a quick glance now to Mancuso. That's the sign. Nods to Gribbley. Goes in action. It came on and missed. A hook above the knees, and Hadley is struck out. And Fitzsimmons has now struck out three of the last four men that he's faced. That's his fifth whiff so far this afternoon. Now one out, last of the six. The batter is top of the order, Frank Rossetti, who has 0 for 2 so far today. Left field toward left, right-hand hitter. Rossetti swinging, hits a high fly ball into straightaway center field. Ripple comes unrit, and grabs it. And now it's two up, two gone for the Yankees in the last of the sixth. And the ball game is tightly tied at 1-1. A home by Gehrig in the second, and by the Giants, Ripple in the fifth. The batter is Red Ross, who has 0 for 2 this afternoon and hasn't gotten the ball out of the infield. It's left-handed. So 2-6, the Simmons pitches. Ross takes it. It's a curve in there for call strike one. Downfield, put around toward right. And 2-4 comes out of the shot. The Simmons spins, pitches. It's swung on. It's a high foul, up and back. And 2-4 comes chasing it, but it's no use. It's on to the netting. Now Ross is behind. Two strikes. No ball. New ball put in play. Pass around the Giant into the fence. All the boys getting their hands on it. Jackson, Rottel, Whitehead, to Terry, and now to Fitzsimmons on the mound. Ross is back into batter's box. That's hand hitter. Miss out. Standing up on top of the plate. It's 2-6. Fitzsimmons, off Mancuso over that sign again. Takes it. It winds up. Spins. Delivers. It's high outside. Ball one. One and two. Two out. Nobody on. Last of the six. Yankees batting. Here's Yankee Stadium. The game is tied. One and one. Fitzsimmons delivers. It's high outside again. He hasn't quite gotten that pitch down and in there. And Ross, sharp-eyed, Ming-side, has taken the last two, and the count is now leveled at two apiece. Fitzsimmons comes in with it. It's low outside, and it's now 3-2. And Ralph has put the engineering eye on the last three pitches. After being sadly in a hole, behind nothing and two, he's now even with Freddie at 3-2. Now we'll get action on this one. Something's got the break. Ripple moves over more sharp into right center field. Fitzsimmons pitches, it's swung on, and it's a drive right toward Ripple. He comes in one step, goes back two, and takes it. He shifted before that pitch right into position. And it was hit right out to him by Red Ross. And the Yankees go down in order at the end of the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, and no errors for the Yankees in the last of the sixth. At the end of the sixth inning, it is one run, six hits, and no errors for the Giants. It is one run, two hits, and no errors for the Yankees. Fitzsimmons has struck out five, walked one. Hadley has struck out two and has walked one. In just a moment, the top of the seventh will be at hand as this mighty struggle, so far the prettiest picture, especially as far as the game itself and the atmospheric conditions are concerned, goes on. And the voice to tell you will be that of Ty Tyson of Detroit.
Well, we're ready to go into that seventh inning. You know, boys and girls, we so far on Wednesday, we had a water polo contest. Then yesterday, it was more or less of a county fair game. But today is what you really should see at a World Series. A great ball game, all tied up at one run, both of them home runs, and there's a single, a bounder over the pitcher's head, backed up by Cassetti behind second to throw the first man out in this seventh inning. Just Mancuso bounded one over Bump Hadley's head. Cassetti backed up the play, taking the bounder behind second and tossing to Gary for the put out at first. One man out in the seventh, and Burgess Whitehead is up. Right-hand batter, no hit in the two times he's been at bat. The first pitch is a swinging strike as Bump broke one in there well high. Winding for the next pitch. There it is. He bunts it right in front of the plate. Hartford. Dickey comes out, grabs it up, and throws him out at first. Happy to first. Nicky to Gary. On the bunt, dumps right in front of the plate toward third base. Two men out, nobody on, and Travis Jackson is up. First time at bat, he grounded out third to first, and the second time drew a pass. Two men gone, nobody on. Hadley bends over, getting the sign from Dickey. Starts winding, and here's the first pitch. It's a swinging strike, a curve that was breaking away from him, a right-hand batter. Dickey drops the pitch. One strike on Jackson. And here comes the next one. It's a blind drive over second base for a single in the center field. DiMaggio crouching to take it, throwing in now to second base. And Jackson is on first with his first hit of the day. And Pat Reddy Fitzsimmons. The pitcher who fanned the first time up, then singled the second time, coming up, getting quite a round of applause. Pat Cedric has held the Yankees to two hits. Home run by Lou Gehrig and a double by Joe DiMaggio. And doing a very nice job of pitching out there. Hadley, while being hit harder, has been bearing down in the clutch. Swinging strike. He really went for that curveball in a big way. And he cocked his bat, getting ready to take a lap of the next pitch, and here it comes. He punts. Along third baseline. Strike two. He went down there pretty fast for a portly lad. Have a couple of fat boys out there on the mound today. One fat one and one a little fatter. Hadley and Fitzsimmons. But he comes back fast. Gets back in that batter's box. Jackson on first, and Gehrig is holding him on there very closely. Travis steps off a couple of steps. Here's the pitch. The pitch, and it's fouled into the dirt. And the count is unchanged. Just two strikes. He's on top of that pitch. Back in there. Bump flexes his arm a bit. Turns around, faces the batter. In pitching position now. There's the stretch. Here it comes. And it's high inside. Pitch ducked away from that one. Came around a little bit. And some of those further removed from the plate here imagined that he had taken a strike. The high inside pitch. And the count is two strikes and one ball. There's the stretch. And here it comes. It's a drive out in the short left field. Jakey Powell is hustling in. It's not. Mean a run. And as the score is tied, it's a little better to play than safety. But Joe Moore is up. Single the first time at bat. Slide to right field the second time up. And Hadley tossed him out the last time. It's a high one, ball one. One ball is the count. Trump's arm goes up for the next pitch. It's a drive. Gone. Nobody on until Dickey. He walked the first time. Indians about 100 feet out beyond first base. A little low, ball one. Still stepping away from that one. Low and inside six. Two men out and nobody on. Fitzsimmons gets the sign. Mancuso comes up out of the crouch and Dickey bounces one over Fitz's head. Here comes Whitehead inside.
Three times as bad as up.
Looks as though it hit him. Must have gone right between his legs, right through the wicket. Ball one. Bill Dickey made a fine start for that one, incidentally. We thought it was a dead ball there for a moment. Just ball one. Bradley ready to go again. And here's the pitch. It's a call strike over the outside corner knee high to a left-hand batter. And the count is 1-1. Watt is the batter with Terry on first. One man out in the eighth inning. And the score tied at 1 run. Bradley on the rubber in pitching position. There's a drive past Hadley and past Terry into center field. Terry pulling up at second. Hard ground smash through the box. Went on over second in the center. Advancing Terry to second. Now the Giants have runners on second and first. One man out. And Jim Ripple, whose home run opening the fifth inning, tied this ball game up after Gary put the Yanks out in front with his homer in the second, is the next batter. James has slid to right field, hit his home run, and struck out so far today. Left-hand hitter. The boys are taking a bit of a rest here while Mr. Hadley collects his equilibrium. Probably been a little shocked on that drive there. Bump is up on the hill now and ready to go. There's the stretch. And the first pitch to Ripple is outside and high. Ball one. Jim's a big rangy boy. So when they're high, they're fairly high. Second, not on first. One out, a curve that broke too much, and it came inside. Ball two. Hadley followed that high pass with a curve. He had a little too much bend on it. Doing nothing. There's the stretch. And the next pitch, a swinging strike. Went for a slow curve. Asking umpire Major Kirk to examine the ball to see if there's anything on that that Hadley might have put on that shouldn't be there in the way of carrying the stitching. Giving it a little finger nailing. But the count is 2-1. There's the stretch. Here it comes. A bounder to Hadley. It's over his head. But there he dashes in, makes the play at first, retiring the runner. Third, and of course, Hart moves down to second. Two men out. So Terry had to come in fast for that one. One of those slow, teasing bounders. Just too high for the pitcher to get. Now the Giants have runners on third and second with two men out. Gus Mancuso has made one hit, single, in three times at bat. Stepped up there in the right-hand batter's box. Four tied, you know, at 1 run. And this is the first half of the eighth. There's the windup. Foul ball. Strike one. Most of the crowd failed to see that that was fouled. They were wondering why Terry and Hot didn't set sail for the plate as it skipped on past Dickey back here to the barrier. One strike on Mancuso. Lou Gehrig dashed in to say a few soothing words to Hadley, encourage him a bit. Bump has been in a lot of tough spots today. He starts winding again, and Mancuso drives one into deep left field. Powell is backing up. He has it. Came through with a single, which advanced Terry
left field. So we go into the last half of the eighth. The Yankees up, Selkirk, Powell, and Lazeri. Each of these batters has been up twice, and none of them have any hits. Each one of them has fanned one time. Simmons has fanned five so far today, while Hadley has fanned two. The Giants have 10 hits, while the Yankees have but two. Here we go, George Selkirk. Left-hand batter is up there. Pitch starts his wind. Here's the pitch. And Selkirk drives ahead.
Who is also quite a hitter. Sorry, Stan
deep in that batter's box. Right foot on the back line. He likes to hit them after the break. He's working slowly. He's in a spot. Realizes it. There's the windup. Ruffing hit a slow bounder right back to the box. And Selkirk is out of the plate. Fitzsimmons, the man, Kyoto. Powell moved over to third, of course. And Ruffing is on first. Slow bounder midway between the box and the third baseline. Fitzsimmons came in fast and had plenty of time to spare in throwing Selkirk out of the plate. Is the next hitter. Roy Johnson has been put on first base to run for Ruffing. Roy Johnson, one of the reserve outfielders of the Yankees, now running for Ruffing at first base. Roy is a fast lad. He's not much stuck to the runner. And Powell is on third with Johnson on first. Two men out and Frank Cicchetti up. No hit in the three times he's been up at the plate today. Right-hand batter. Mancuso yelling something out to Fitzsimmons. Now steps behind the plate. And the game will be resumed. Two men out, you know. There's the stretch. A slow curve that broke right in there, belt high for a called strike. Pitch has pitched a grand game this afternoon. Both boys, in fact, have done very well, although Hadley has been touched for 10 hits. Only three have been made off Fitzsimmons so far. It works slowly on Fossetti, who's very anxious to hit one. And it's another curveball over the outside corner for the second called strike. 2-0 on Frankie. And the crowd is sort of in an uproar here. A very tense moment of the game. Fitzsimmons steps off the rubber. Juggles the ball a bit. He comes back up. He's in pitching position. There's the stretch. Johnson going down on this pitch. Himself. He's ready to go. Here's the pitch, and it's a bounder down first baseline. Carey makes a nice get, tosses to Fitzsimmons for the out at first, ending the eighth inning. One run, two hits, a base on balls, a sacrifice, no error, and two men left. Now we have a new pitcher for the Yankees. Hadley retired in preference for a pinch hitter, and it's Patrick Glover Malone. First one he'll face in this ninth inning with a score 2-1 in favor of the Yanks. Travis Burgess Whitehead, a swinging strike. Goes up for the next pitch, And it's fouled. It's a curve running away from him. He fouled it off the end of his bat. And the count is two strikes, two and nothing. That rubs a new ball, roughs it up a little bit. Gets the sign from Dickey. Bill comes up out of the crouch. He's winding. Here's the pitch. A swinging strike going to the high fastball. Over the outside corner. One out. Score is 2-1. In favor of the Yankees. Ninth inning. Getting another batter up here. Looks like a pinch hitter. Mark Caney. Left-hand hitter is batting for Jackson. And Malone's first pitch, a strike. Mark Caney batting for Jackson. One man out in the ninth, nobody on. Malone starts that slow, easy windup, and it's a fastball outside. Ball one, one and one. Malone gets that new ball and shapes the pitch. Shuffles around out there on the rubber. Starts winding. Here's the pitch. Caney grounded to shortstop. It's a slower. Rossetti throwing him out at first. One of those skimmers that stayed right on the ground. Didn't hop. And Frankie had to come in rather fast for that play. Two men out. And Sam Leslie will bat for Fitzsimmons with two down and none on in the ninth. And the Yankees in the lead, 2-1. Leslie is also a left-hand hitter. First baseman when manager Terry is not in the game. Big rangy lad. Here's Malone's first pitch. It's a swinging strike. Malone dipped one down there under that arc of the bat. So far, Mr. Malone is doing quite a nice job of relief pitching, as he did all season. One strike on Leslie. And the next pitch, outside. Ball one. One and one. One and one on Sambo. He's swinging that bat. Malone gets ready to go. Here comes the pitch. It's a pop foul into the stands. The upper deck off to our left for the second strike. The count is two strikes and one ball. So now Malone is ready to go again. There's the windup. Here's the pitch. It's a drive over Pat's head out into center field for a single. Sam Leslie pinch hitting for Freddie Fitzsimmons. Singled. The count two strikes and one ball. And that keeps the Giants still in the ball game. Two men out on the ninth. Davis is going to run for Leslie. Davis. He's on first base, running for Leslie with two men out. And Joe Moore, with one hit and four times at bat, left fielder and a left-hand hitter for the Giants is up. Out there. Here's the pitch. He hits one on the ground at Cincinnati. Ball solitary. Forcing Davis the second for the third out. And this ball game is over. The final score. The Yankees, American League champions, two runs, three hits, no errors. The Giants, National League champions, one run, 11 hits, no error.
Presented by the Retro Radio Podcast, retro-otr.com.